Mr. President, I should like first to thank you for your excellent chairing of these meetings, and I appreciate your hard work and that of your team behind this organization. The following statement is delivered on behalf of the Interagency Coordination Group on Mine Action, IACGMA, comprising United Nations entities involved in mine action. The United Nations thanks you for the report on the activities of the Committee on Article 5 implementation. Article 5 completion is one of the key pillars of the Convention. However, for affected states, it may arguably be the most challenging to fulfill. Clearance of landmines allows for delivery of humanitarian aid, the rebirth of a developing economy, and has a positive and tangible socio-economic impact on affected communities. Nevertheless, of the 59 states parties that have reported mine areas since the entry into force of the convention, less than half have fulfilled their obligations under this article. The United Nations takes this opportunity to once more congratulate Mozambique, which recently declared completion of Article 5 obligations. Mozambique was once considered one of the most heavily contaminated countries, and although it will continue with clearance of explosive remnants of war, its government reports that the threat posed by anti-personnel mines is now gone. The National Demining Institute, with the support of UNDP, alongside implementing organizations and donors, made this endeavor possible. Mr. President, the United Nations is concerned by the increasing number of extension requests and stresses the importance of states parties' compliance with their Article 5 obligations. This is critical not only for the credibility of the Convention, but also for the credibility of international humanitarian law as a whole. Keeping in mind that many states parties cannot finish the work alone, the United Nations supports most of those states parties in trying to meet their extended deadlines. For example, in Yemen, which submitted a request for an extension for 5 years under Article 5, UNICEF is currently coordinating with the Executive Mine Action Center, YEMAC, the Ministry of Education, and UNDP the screening of exam centers before children go to schools to ensure that these locations are free of mines and ERW. As part of this project, education officers distribute mine risk education material to school children and to the surrounding communities. In the Democratic Republic of the Congo, UNMAS assisted the national authorities to meet their obligations, including being involved in developing the demining plan in the DRC of the Centre Congolais pour la lutte anti-mine. Despite the continued dire security conditions and insufficient information on suspected hazardous areas, also known as SHAs. In addition, UNMAS coordinated the clearance of about 70 out of the 155 suspected hazardous areas, and that provides a positive momentum for the DRC to fulfill its obligations within the extended deadline. In South Sudan, where ongoing conflict continues to preclude access by clearance teams and impede progress towards fulfilling Article 5 obligations, UNMAS continues to work with the National Mine Action Authority and implementing partners to make significant strides in accessible areas. So far in 2015, some 1,679 hazardous areas have been closed. In closing, Mr. President, the task is not simple, and in many instances, countries recovering from conflict require international cooperation and assistance. Thank you very much, Mr. President.